The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits, our first rendition of Let's Measure the Quarterbacks, and let's measure them based on Kenny Pickett's tiny hands. 1 to 5, you get one hand if you're, you're probably not going to get one hand, right? But it's up to 5 on the 3 quarterbacks right now who lead for you as far as the ones you want to be the Steelers' next guy coming out of the college football weekend. Who do you got? Does anybody get 5 Pickett hands?
Oh, I thought we were going to start from backwards to go to the top, but...
You may have thought that, but clearly it's different.
I did. There are 2 quarterbacks that receive 5 Pickett hands right now. 2.
Okay, who?
Drew Aller and Garrett Nussmeier.
All right. And who's 3?
Arch Manning. I'm not giving up on him, despite one bad game at Ohio State.
He only gets one tiny Pickett hand for that game, right?
Yeah.
But I'm actually with you, except for Aller. Right now, I have Arch Manning still 1. How do you like that, Limits? You like that or no?
I do. You're not backing down, Joe. I like that a lot.
No. Come on. We have to consider the competition here. Drew Aller played against Nevada. The other guy went into Columbus. We all have seen what happens to Drew Aller when he goes into Columbus, have we not?
It's not good.
No, it's not good, Limits. It's not good at all. So I'm going to go with Arch Manning 1. Garrett Nussmeier, I thought, was outstanding in that game. Didn't you?
I really did. And, you know, he can move a little bit. He's very accurate. Obviously, I'm not standing out there on the sideline. But the way he throws the ball and watching it, he just seems like one of those guys that people say the ball just whips past him. And you could just hear the ball fly past you. That's my takeaway from Nussmeier.
And I'm going to tell you number 3 in a moment for me. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And cloudy today and a high of 77, a high of Paul Coffey. Great weather for Bob DeGolf. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Fan hotline. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Number 3 on my list, and he gets 4 Pickett hands, is Josh Hoover from TCU. Nick Saban, really high on this kid. He was great, and he's 6'2", 200 pounds. I'm keeping a very close eye on him, Limits. Those are my 3 picks. Arch Manning, Nussmeier, and Josh Hoover. And I'll acknowledge, of course, that Arch Manning was horrible in that game. But that doesn't mean if I had the first pick, if I was the Steelers and I had my pick of the litter right now, if the draft was today, they suddenly declared this draft day, I'm taking Arch Manning. Who are you taking? You already said so.
I'm taking Drew Aller. And then I would take Garrett Nussmeier if Aller is off the board.
Okay.
I have to see more from Hoover other than just one game where they blow out North Carolina. We don't know how good Carolina even is.
Well, they're probably pretty bad, aren't they? They're probably pretty bad. But man, did I enjoy seeing Belichick go down in flames. Oh, wow, was that fun. Didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did. Because when I was on last night, it just seemed like they were scoring and scoring and scoring every time I looked over. And... you know, Belichick, a guy that has dominated the NFL for so long. He goes to college. Different world, buddy. You're getting beat up on TCU. You haven't even played Clemson yet. You haven't played like a real threat to go to the playoff.
Who do you think's going to win the Protector of the Year in the NFL, Limits?
Creed Humphrey. Can centers win?
I don't know. I was going through my preseason awards today, and then I noticed they've come up with Protector of the Year.
Oh.
Are you glad they did?
Yes. For Deion Dawkins' sake. He created it.
Do you think he could win it?
Yes. Yes, he could.
What about Troy Fatanu?
No track record yet.
No.
No. Peters could win it. Is he still playing? Lane Johnson?
Yeah. If they're not playing, that's probably a sign that they can't win it.
Correct.
What's the game of the week? If you could go to any game in the NFL and I gave you tickets limits, what game would you go
Where are my tickets at?
Wrong. Anywhere you want them to be, in any stadium. How is that a relevant question?
I was just asking where the seats are. It's Buffalo and it's Baltimore by far in Buffalo.
By far?
By far.
He says. All right.
There's a lot of intriguing games like Lions, Packers, Houston, the Rams. I mean, the Steeler game is very intriguing, but nothing better than Ravens, Bills.
I would agree with that because I think you have two of the five most spectacular showmen in the game going head to head. And look at the last time they played. It was a wildly entertaining playoff game. Who are the five greatest showmen in the game? I think it's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, and then who?
Mahomes.
Justin Jefferson, I think. Mahomes as a showman? Really?
Yeah, I mean, look at all the... He's throwing the ball left-handed. He's escaped crazy pockets. They've done wheel route plays. They've done ring around the rosy before the snap.
I guess I don't think of him as a runner, but he is somewhat of a showman.
Yeah.
Guess who I picked in the Post-Gazette preview, which comes out, I don't know, I guess Thursday.
Wrong. The Green Bay Packers.
As my as my NFL MVP this year.
Oh.
Take a guess.
Wrong. Jaden Daniels.
Wrong.
Najee Harris.
Wrong. Najee Harris.
Najee Harris? Did you pick him?
Bo Nix. You like it?
Yeah, that's not surprising. You love Bo Nix.
I love
Bo Nix.
You are
infatuated with Bo Nix.
Infatuated, yes.
If you could marry Bo Nix, you would marry Bo Nix.
I don't know that'd go that far limits. Who's your MVP?
That's a wonderful question. I'm going to go outside the box and say that, well, maybe it's not outside the box. Saquon Barkley finally breaks the trend of quarterbacks. And he wins.
Saquon Barkley had 2,100 yards last year and didn't win MVP. What's he going to get, 3,000 this year?
He's not winning the MVP. 2,100 was the mark to break the record. He had 2,006.
Something like 2,100, whatever he had limits, he had 2,000 yards.
He's going to break the record this year and win it.
All right.
Because the Eagles are that dominant.
Fair enough. And you have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow with Bob.
Yes. Bob will be here.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Good night, limits.
Good night.
I'm Kristen Press. And I'm Tobin Heath. We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.